"You know what we've got to do," said Wood, as they prepared to leave the changing rooms. "If we lose this match, we're out of the running. Just fly like you did in practice yesterday, and we'll be okay." They walked out onto the pitch to tumultuous applause. The Ravenclaw team, dressed in blue, were already standing in the middle of the pitch. Their seeker, Cho Chang, was the only girl in their team. She was shorter than Harry by about a head, and Harry couldn't help noticing, nervous as he was, that she was extremely pretty. She smiled at Harry as the teams faced each other behind their captains, and he felt a slight jolt in the region of his stomach that he didn't think had anything to do with nerves. "Wood, Davis, shake hands," Madam Hooch said briskly, and Wood shook hands with the Ravenclaw captain. "Mount your brooms. On my whistle. 3, 2, 1. Harry kicked off into the air, and the firebolt zoomed higher and faster than any other broom. He soared around the stadium and began squinting around for the snitch, listening all the while to the commentary which was being provided by the Weasley twins' friend, Lee Jordan. "They're off, and the big excitement this match is the firebolt which Harry Potter is flying for Gryffindor. According to which broomstick, the firebolt's going to be the broom of choice for the national teams at this year's World Championship." "Jordan, would you mind telling us what's going on in the match?" interrupted Professor McGonagall's voice. "Right you are, Professor. Just giving a bit of background information. The firebolt, incidentally, has a built-in auto-brake and..." "Jordan!"